Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. Okay, now Melody's with us. Melody, you go right ahead. Come on in.
No, now it's your Wednesday program, so you go for it.
Well, anyway, folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival, and we had a little clash there, as you could tell. Wendy Wilson is not feeling well. She couldn't be here today, so I really wasn't expecting Melody to join me that quickly, but she did, and I'm glad she did, because she always brings forth the market report and whatever, and I always enjoy hearing her do that. So, Melody, welcome to the program. I'm glad you're with us a little bit early.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and it'll teach me to answer my phone.
Oh, bless her heart. She gets such a hard life.
Yeah. Well, you know, this morning I was on a program with Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio, and she's starting a new program. I don't know how often she's going to have it. It's not really it's a new program, but it's within her same framework of her same morning hour. And there's three of us, and she calls us the Wise Gals. And so I did that program this morning. It was really a fun program, so folks need to go to CSC Talk Radio and look it up. And I'm not really quite sure where every place she's at, but you could go to her website, CSC Talk Radio, and listen to it. So it was kind of, it was an interesting program. It was a fun, very informative program. So that's what I did this morning. So this is my second show of the day.
All right. Mm-hmm. You should be broke in now then.
I am. I'm all raring to go.
Well,
got me
go
all
for
fired
it.
Up on the day. Let's take a peek at gold. Gold, a little pressure on gold today, $1,960, down just $3. Silver, though, was up 1.5%, $23.50. Platinum was up $10 at $906. Palladium was up 19 at $1,060. So all the white metals were stronger today. USDX was up, of course, 0.32 at 104.41. That was a deep dive, the index had yesterday, so you know, coming back 32 cents today is not too bad. Crude oil got hit again, $1.75 at 76.51. And there isn't anything that's slowing down the paper markets. The Dow adds more than 150 points. This is the fourth day that it is up. It's still being fueled by the inflation data. So the Dow was up 163. The S&P was up 7 points. No big deal. And the NASDAQ was up 9. So they're not really, really, after that big day on Monday, these numbers are, you know, fairly weak. So European markets, of course, they're all stronger. Asian markets were stronger. I'm surprised. And you know, I guess this big meeting between Biden and Xi, President of China, Xi Jinping, everybody thinks that it's really going to mean something. And you know what, folks? If you believe it's really going to mean something, you know, I got a bridge in Florida to sell you.
But you know, they were up significantly, too. The Asian markets were up quite a bit. They really, really were. I mean, 2.5% on one and almost 4 points on the other. That's 4%. That's a huge jump.
Yeah, but China though was only up 16 points. So yeah, you're right. Hong Kong and absolutely. So, but they love it. They actually think something's going to mean and it makes Biden really thinks that China is our friend. Are you nuts? That we're competitors? We're not competitors. If anybody who thinks that we're competitors, that we're competing with China really is our enemy. They do seek to destroy us. And everybody's all happy and warm and fuzzy that they're having this meeting. And it really is true. Biden is weak. I saw an interview this morning with Nikki Haley on CNBC. I'm not a fan of hers. She's good. She's strong. But there's a few things that she's done. And, you know, she's a politician. But she did talk about China. I don't know if she'd be strong, or I don't know if she's just spouting off and saying what we want to hear, like all of them do. You know, the big talk on CNBC was she had this meeting with Jamie Dimon. And it's like, you know, she's right in bed with the banks. She's not going to be any different. She sounds strong. She sounds good. And sometimes she gets me almost to the point of believing her. But then when you see the interviews and the things that they come off of, it's like, no, what you say and what you do are two different things. So, but what else do we have, or who else do we have? And she also made an interesting point, Butch. They were talking about the election. They were talking about the runoff with Biden and the surveys with Biden and Trump. And she said, they talk about Trump beating Biden, but she says, but they don't go further on the surveys. She says, I was actually beating Biden also. So these surveys, you know, and again, I'm going to make my prediction. It's not going to be, it won't be Biden and Trump. Not sure who it will have. Maybe we won't even have an election. Who knows? But as far as an election, no, it's not going to happen. Nobody wants Biden. Nobody. Because not only do not want Biden, they don't want Harris. I think that's their bigger fear, is Harris. And so, anyway, there was a couple interesting reports. Let me see if I can. Xi and Biden meet amid fracturing world order. Such a joke. They're going to discuss military and economic issues. Really? Do you really believe China's president is really going to lay it on the table with Biden, who can't even barely keep his head up anymore? And Butch, if you see, when he ran his, when you did see him in a campaign, compared to now, don't people see the difference? It's amazing what 3 years have done to him. And we can see what 3 years or 4 years do to a healthy president. They go in dark-haired and come out gray-haired.
That's true.
And he couldn't do another four. There's no way on this planet could he do another 4 years. So to discuss military and economic issues, I don't want Biden to be talking to him about economic issues. I can't even imagine. But anyway, let's go ahead and get to the retail sales. Now, this is interesting, Butch, because this is This is by the Commerce Department. Earlier in the week, I talked about how CNBC and their cohorts with the credit card companies and so forth came out with the retail sales number. This is the Commerce Department. This is your government numbers. Retail sales fell 0.8% last month. The CNBC, retail sales fell 0.8%. So here we go. Government is not giving you the real numbers. And so that's just, I find it interesting.
Well, another report said the retail sales are down because that the student loans payments had to start again. And I thought, okay, that really makes sense. And besides that, even if that were true, if the students can afford to buy, then they can afford to make the payments also.
So exactly. Yeah.
Just move on from that then. You know, that settles that. If they can buy extra, they can make the payments. I don't need to pay for them. I didn't do it.
Yeah. China, let's see, China caps OTC over-the-counter derivatives and set back to hedge funds. China's doing, but China pumps cash into banking system to support stimulus funding. You know, folks, I mean, they're as big as we are. You don't think that's going to have some sort of a domino effect around the world? You know, something else about when I was listening to Nikki Haley on the interview, they were talking about the multi-corporations in China. And if we don't make amends, now listen, we are so weak, we have to make amends to China so it doesn't hurt the corporations. Really? They're still going to protect the corporations no matter what happens.
Corporations protect corporations, and our government's a corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a Wall Street Journal article today, the $2 trillion interest bill that's hitting governments. $2 trillion. Governments are expected to spend a net $2 trillion paying interest on their debt this year as higher interest rates make borrowing more expensive, up more than 10% from last year. Now, this is all according to the IMF. And by 2027, it could top $3 trillion. This is just the interest. This is just the interest. So as debt servicing takes up more revenue, politicians face unpopular decisions to raise taxes, cut spending, which they won't, or keep running deficits that will add to interest costs. And that's what they'll do. They'll raise rates and do that. And that all comes as they face higher military spending amid this escalating geopolitical uncertainty. So, I mean, it's the same story, Butch. It doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change. We just seek deeper in the quagmire every day.
And the funny thing about, the U.S. federal government spent a record $659 billion on net interest payments last fiscal year. So it's astounding the amount of money that doesn't mean anything anymore. Just doesn't seem to mean anything, Butch.
Well, when it's nothing to begin with, nothing times nothing is still nothing.
And there was an interesting article about the Deposit Insurance Fund has a balance of $117 billion to protect deposits at 4,622 banks. One of those banks has a $1.4 trillion in uninsured deposits. Well, that should make you all warm and fuzzy. It just goes on and on and on. You know, and they all talk about the protecting the banks and all of this stuff. And it's the banks that have done this to you, that have done this to the country. It's the banks along with government approval. and the creation of various programs from the government to keep them, to allow them to keep doing it. But anyway, Butch, I'm done. You got me all fired up.
When you think about it, before the Fed, we didn't have income taxes.
No.
Didn't need them.
Nope.
And inflation was almost none heard of because gold and silver don't inflate and deflate that quickly. They're pretty constant. It's on supply and demand, not on print. So, yeah, this, folks, we've been snookered and snookered and snookered. And now it's starting to hurt pretty bad for a lot of people. It's getting pointed out, Milton. I got to share this first story. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. You saw the fist fight almost broke out on the Senate floor. You saw that probably.
It's silly.
I mean, it's disgusting.
It is.
I understand tempers. I do. I understand. But if you want to take that to the fist, at least wait after the session. Take it outside. Don't do it on the Senate floor. But anyway. Stand your butt up, Senator and former martial arts fighter gets into a testy exchange with union boss. The Senate almost turned into the octagon on Tuesday as Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mollen invited the Teamsters boss to throw down in a fit of anger over the union's leader's mean tweets. Now, the leader wrote some mean tweets, so there you go. Now, that's why Mollen's got upset. He hurt his feelings. Anyway, Mollen, Republican, former mixed martial arts fighter, challenged International Brotherhood of Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fist fight in the middle of a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee and rose from his seat before Senator Bernie Sanders, the committee chairman, ordered him to sit down. Tension spiked in the committee room as Mollen veered from a defense of so-called right-to-work states like Oklahoma, which are inhospitable to labor unions, to read aloud from tweets O'Brien had posted after two clashed during a June hearing. O'Brien had called Mollen, whose personal fortune runs into tens of millions, a clown and a fraud who pretends like he's self-made. In reality, just a clown and a fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where you find me. Any place, any time, cowboy, O'Brien wrote in June. Speaking to O'Brien from his perch at the committee table, Mollen said, "Sir, this is the time, this is the place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here." "Okay, that's fine. Perfect," O'Brien fired back from the witness table. "You want to do it now?" Mollen says, "Stand your butt up then." O'Brien, a fourth generation Teamster, replied, "You stand your butt up, big guy." Sanders, a Vermont independent, began tapping his gavel. "Hold it. No. Sit down. Sit down," he shouted. "You're a United States senator. Sit down. This is a hearing from God knows American people have enough contempt for Congress." But the exchange continued, Mollen alluding to O'Brien's union discipline record. He summoned the Teamster to a charity match next year in Tulsa. "I went to grade school, and I guess some in high school, too. And I heard this kind of rhetoric between boys, and one time a couple girls. But I've heard this kind of rhetoric from adolescence, immature, childish adolescence." Well, he said this about me, and he said this about me, and I'm gonna get him down. I'm gonna kick his butt, and I'm gonna whatever. I'm gonna clean his plow. I've heard all that, and I understand anger to the point this day. But this is another sign, Bill, of a nation being divided, totally divided. When you got a senator and have a tension union want to throw down each other, and even talking about a charity fight in Tulsa next year, that doesn't speak too well of a civilized society, does it?
No, it doesn't. But you know, the part that I thought was really kind of was when Bernie
yeah
started saying, "Well, stop it, you guys are U.S. senators."
Yeah. No, don't do it.
But,
yeah.
But hey, okay, so he frowns on that because they're U.S. senators, but what about the U.S. senators that come to work in shorts and in hoodies? Wouldn't that apply to that also?
Well,
you're a U.S. senator?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
So they just always speak with forked tongue. Although I don't know if Bernie wanted him to wear something better, but the whole group of...
Well, it's not a matter of what they want. It's a matter of what they do. You make them do it.
Yeah.
If you want to be a senator, you're going to dress like a senator. You're going to act like a senator. If not, we're going to get rid of you.
You're going to get rid of you. Yep.
It's not that complicated. But, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's so sad when we have senators ready to throw down on the Senate floor. I understand the anger, but you don't act like a couple imbeciles on the Senate floor, although I have to say most of
that's
the
what they are
imbeciles. Yeah. All right, I hear music. I guess I'll take us out. So, folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about. 800-375-4188. Call Melody up. Give her a chance to help you out with your finances. I mean that seriously. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
All righty, folks, we're back in the Listen Financial Survival. And I really hope, and I know Melody does too, these stories encourage you and challenge you and maybe sometimes make you angry. Anger is a good thing when it's directed in the right direction. It truly is. So if it spurs you to action, hallelujah, praise God, we're glad you're doing that, or that we'll be able to do that with you. But we want you to see through the facade, folks, this is a game. When you quit believing in Santa Claus and Easter Bunny, you might quit believing that we can actually elect somebody at office going to change this thing. I mean, it's just a fact. It's controlled from the bottom to the top. Mm-hmm. We have no two-party system. Haven't had for a long time. Now, on that issue, Melody, I guess you saw where our Senator Joe Manchin says he absolutely would consider a presidential run. Did you see that?
Yeah, but what's he going to do?
That's exactly right, but I thought it was interesting. Nonetheless, in an interview with NBC's Christian Welker, the West Virginia Democrat said that he first had to explore whether there's an appetite among voters for a moderate candidate like him. Now, I know Mr. Manchin, and I say, Mr. Manchin, I'll not vote for you, but anyway. Senator Joe Manchin inched closer to Wednesday to confirm that he could run for president. I will do anything I can to help my country. And you're saying, does that mean you will consider it? Absolutely, Manchin said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press moderator Christine Welker. Every American should consider it if they're in a position to help save the country. Manchin said he first has to explore whether there's an appetite among voters for a moderate candidate like him. Well, I'm not interested, and I know you want to hear this broadcast, but I've actually thought about contacting him, having him on my radio show, to see what kind of answers he'd give me the questions I'd ask him, if he'd join me, and he might do it now. I've also thought of considering getting our now governor, who's running for senator, on as well as his opponent running the Republican Party against him. I'd like to get an idea. I don't know who's going to take Manchin's place. I have no idea. But I'd like to see what they have to say with someone who questions him from a Christian perspective, first of all, and a lawful perspective, second of all, according to the Constitution. I'd like to see what they have to say about that. I got a feeling they couldn't go along all the way with it. But said Senator Joe Manchin's comments came after he announced last week that he would not seek re-election to the Senate. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure to mobilize that moderate, sensible, common sense middle, he said. Manchin suggested that if he can reinvigorate the middle of the road constituency, that would play a major role in whether he would launch a White House bid. I'm totally, absolutely scared to death that Donald Trump would become president again, he said. I think we will lose democracy as we know it. Oh, my. Brother Joe, I tell you what, I hate to tell you this, we lost it a long time ago. We never were a democracy to start with. We were a republic, so this was not a democracy. So right there, you have two strikes against you as far as I'm concerned. Melody, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, look what Kennedy is doing as an independent. People really are looking for somebody other than Trump and Biden. That's why I don't believe those two will face off. And we're still, a year away. So, it's just, And again, I said this before, these games. Politicians just, they run their campaigns like they want to lose.
You've seen the movies, I'm sure, Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game, LD.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the people entertained. Give them some kind of hope. Keep them hope. I mean, they had hope in the movie Hunger Games. Their team might win.
Mm-hmm.
They kept them entertained with, I guess you'd call that sports. And I hope that they may win some recognition. That's all it takes. For the average person, is just give me some hope. Help me understand that maybe I'll be able to pay the bills next month, and I'll do anything you tell me to do. But talking about the skyrocketing national debt, now this is the interesting fact. As of October 22nd, 2023, the U.S. national debt reached a staggering $33.6 trillion. This amount, if stacked in $100 bills, Melody, would weigh over 220 million pounds. Let that sink in. $33.6 trillion in $100 bills would weigh over 220 million pounds. What do you think about that?
How many tons is that?
really. The U.S. now pays about $880 billion in interest on its debt, surpassing the proposed budget for Department of Defense in 2024. The cost of ongoing conflicts, the U.S. has spent about $10 trillion on Middle Eastern conflicts over the past two decades, a significant increase from the initial estimate of $11 billion. Let this sink in there. They said it would be about $11 billion spent in the last 10 years, or two decades. We spent $10 trillion. Reckon who paid for that? Gee, I thought it was interesting facts. But 220 million pounds of $100 bills. You know, I think that'd keep me in business for a day or two. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, when you see stats on just what $1 trillion would do, it's pretty incredible. And then you have to multiply it by 33. And it really is unbelievable.
There's no way we can.
There's no grasping of these numbers.
There's not.
And that's why there's no reaction to anything. It's people. They're meaningless. The numbers are totally meaningless.
I mean, how can you combat what you can't understand?
Yep. Yeah. How can you react to it?
Exactly.
What's the point of reacting to something you don't understand or you don't think is affecting you?
Kind of like being married, isn't it? But anyway.
Now, Butch.
Meta's $36 billion plot to re-engineer society and Mark Zuckerberg's dangerous future plans for tech addiction. Now, Zuckerberg said many years ago that he knew Facebook would be addicted. He knew that. Out today, control oligarchs exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life blows the lid off Meta's pattern of intentionally using harmful and aggressive tactics to get users addicted to social media apps like Facebook and Instagram, and documents a shocking rise in depression and suicide that some scientists have linked to the social media use. This comes just weeks after dozens of state attorney generals filed suit against Facebook's and Instagram's parent company, Meta Platforms, and three of its subsidiaries for harming children by addicting them to social media platforms. 42 states, including California and New York, alleged that billionaire creator Mark Zuckerberg's company knowingly designed and deployed harmful features on Instagram and Facebook to purposely addict children and teens. Previously, Facebook whistleblower Francis Hogan claimed that Meta targeted children and teens for monetary reasons, and a leaked document showed that the youth demographic was a valuable but untapped audience. Just weeks after Hogan blew the whistle on Facebook's tactics, Zuckerberg unveiled his plan to release what may prove to be Meta's most powerful, most addictive product yet, Facebook Horizon. Zuckerberg's October 21, 2021 virtue tour of the new product, which was panned as a super weird, was his coming out party for what has been known as the Metaverse, a digital world that users can essentially live in and access via a virtual reality headset such as Facebook's Oculus Quest. Now, folks, just let that sink in a minute. He knew it was addictive. He knew it was. And 42 states are in the process of suing him for knowing this, that getting children hooked on it. And, Melody, how many times a day, if you're out in public, do you see teenagers and adults doing nothing but staring at the telephone?
Well, that's just a natural pose anymore.
It is.
That's our new posture.
People are escaping reality by going into virtual reality. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to make it easier. They're going to give you a virtual reality headset, and you can escape into make-believe all you want. That's a good way to keep people entertained. Remember the give them, free food or whatever, some circuses, keep entertained. That's what's happening. And the masses still fall for it all the time. The inevitable takeover, digital identity, and total control is coming. Now, folks, we've been talking about this for years. This is totally scriptural, right down to the nth degree. It's totally scriptural and biblical what's going to happen. The European Parliament and the Council of European Union reached a final agreement this week on the establishment of European digital identity wallets, the first central and fully digital ID system for all Europeans. I repeat that. For all Europeans. Under the new law, let's say that again. Under the new law, the EU will offer its citizens the so-called digital wallets on a voluntary basis at first, which will contain digital versions of their ID cards, driving license, diplomas, medical records, and bank account information, the European Conservative reported. These documents will be recognized as means to access online services throughout Europe, and citizens will be able to approve their identity or share electronic documents from their wallets with a click of a button, the legislatures hope. This marks an important step toward the Digital Decade 2030 targets on the digitalization of public services, the EU Commission said in a statement Wednesday. All EU citizens, all of Europe, will be offered the possibility to have an EU digital identity wallet to access public and private online services in full security and protection of personal data all over Europe. Sure, it's totally safe. Nobody can hack it. Don't you worry about a thing. We'll keep it all protected. You can trust us. Melody, that's a huge move for a digital world, I guess, takeover. If all of the European Union is going to offer this now voluntarily and later mandatory, that's a big chunk of population world, isn't it?
You know, it certainly is. And you know, the way the mainstream media, I mean, they're all in cahoots. And I can remember they make these tech people like some heroes or something, like Gates and, you know, all of like Zuckerberg and Musk. I mean, hey, Musk gets to have dinner tonight with Xi Jinping.
Yes.
So, you know, he really, well, Biden can't talk, so Musk will talk for him, probably. They're not shy about saying how they want to change things. Musk, several years ago, came out and said how we're already living in a dual reality. There's two realities. Well, one isn't. Well, I don't know if one's a reality and the other one isn't, or they're two. What did he call them? Two separate universes. And it's true. And they want to create these. It's just like the science fiction movies that we've watched. These utopias where, you know, it's like bizarre. And the scary thing is how the youth will embrace all of that. They love it. Because they've been not just distracted and addicted, they've been brainwashed into thinking that this is great. And people have lined up. When they were implanting Musk's chips into people's brains? People were lining up around the block.
Yes.
It's like, really? Who knows how many of them died? But that's the scary part. They can have their own little wishes on how they want to change things. But the way people are embracing this and the way people are, it's like, who are they? Scary.
Well, it took a lot of generations and a lot of time to get the people in this condition mentally to accept these things. But it's worked.
Yeah. It's
taken a long time.
They've been very successful.
Yes, they have. The public school system's done a good job, just like it's planned to.
Yep.
Biden's migrant mobile app frees 350,000 foreign nationals into the U.S., three times the population of Manchester, New Hampshire. The latest Department of Homeland Security data showed that Biden's CBP-1 app, where eligible foreign nationals in Mexico can schedule appointments at the U.S.-Mexico border, released over 44,000 foreign nationals into Amsterdam and American cities last month. In total, from January through October, the app has freed 350,000 foreign nationals into the U.S. interior, a population three times the size of Manchester, New Hampshire, twice the size of Santa Rosa, California, and approaching the size of Cleveland, Ohio. Records obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies in September found that DHS is releasing to the U.S. interior more than 99% of foreign nationals who schedule appointments at the border through the app. Those freed into U.S. interior are increasingly likely to quickly secure work permits to take American jobs, thanks to an initiative announced by Biden's DHS in September. Months ago, Representative Matt Gaetz grilled DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the mobile app, calling it a Disney fast pass for foreign nationals who otherwise would have no way to get into the U.S. interior. Oh, my. Stuck us again. Beat us out. Wear us down. And they're doing it every day. You've heard that old saying, death by a thousand cuts or whatever it is.
Cuts,
you've heard that.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, Melody. They're taking us out. They're bleeding us out a little bit at a time.
Yeah, and these politicians, they're wasting so much time trying to go after Biden's kid, Hunter, and trying to connect that. And that might really be something worthwhile. But in the meantime, you know, why don't you impeach this guy? Well, but then we'd have Harris. That's probably why they can't go after impeachment because of her. So I get that. But they're not doing anything.
No, they're
not. What are they doing?
They're chasing their
Nothing.
Tails. They're chasing their tails, act like they're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. And they have to get ready to go get in fights on Senate floor. And we have the ex-Speaker of the House, McCarthy, elbowing somebody in the kidneys, apparently. I mean, on and on and on it goes. Makes you want to puke to watch what's happening in our country. Makes you sick your stomach. Not so much for me and you, Melody. I mean, we got some years on us. But our grandchildren and children, especially our grandchildren, are absolutely will be lost in a maze of insanity. Are they not?
It truly is.
Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about and final statement coming up. 800-375-4188. Don't go away.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, we are back, and again, this is the Financial Survival, and the number to call to talk to Melody is 800-375-4188. And I can just tell you, I keep saying this over and over, do what you can, prepare yourself. No one knows exactly what tomorrow holds, not even those who plan it. The only one does is God Almighty. He's not giving us all the details. But we can certainly see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, what's coming down in the world in our nation. Democrats melt down over a new Texas bill to arrest and deport migrants. Now, we'll see what happens, folks, with this. It's been passed. Now, we'll see if Abbott signs it and see what happens. Democrats are melting down after Texas legislators passed a bill that permits state enforcement of immigration laws, including the arrest and deportment of detainment illegals who unlawfully cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, awaiting Governor Greg Abbott's approval, the bill aims to address the Biden administration's disastrous open southern border policies. The measure approved 83-61 in the State House and 17-11 in the Senate makes it a state crime, Class B misdemeanor, for anyone illegally crossing the border from Mexico between ports of entry. The Texas House has delivered on our promise to pass the strongest border security bill in the nation. I'm proud to lead the charge on the landmark legislation as well as it be sent to Governor. This is from David Spiller. Texas has a right authority, has the right authority and ability to protect its borders. Republican Representative David Spiller from Jacksboro, who wrote the House version, he said this measure is a Texas solution to a Texas problem. The legislation creates a new state offense for unauthorized entry into the U.S. through Texas. Spiller said the law would solve the crisis at the southern border once Abbott passed it, he added. We will see if Abbott, I like to think he's going to sign it, but I don't know that. He's a little bit two-faced like the rest of them are. We'll see. But this is way past due. I'm glad to see it's done now, but it's way, way past due. And how are they going to enforce it? Are they going to find the manpower? I don't know. Any comments on that, Melody? I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, they can get the manpower if they want it, but he should. I don't know why he wouldn't.
I don't either. I don't know why he wouldn't. He's kind of, in my mind, in the corner now. He almost has to.
And I don't know how long it actually takes to gather legislation, to create it, to write it, to, you know, and so forth. But certainly is a long time coming.
It is. It truly is.
So, I mean, he spent enough time in, you know, creating a, you know, putting borders in the water and putting up fences and everything else. You know, you'd think that you could pass some legislation to help it along, you know, but.
Well, there are some disillusioned illegals. They're leaving this country, not just from Chicago, but other towns now, the New York and other places. They're trying to go back home. They didn't come into the what they call the American dream, I don't suppose. I guess the ones who are getting welfare and medical care, maybe they're going to stay. But for some reason, a lot of them are going want to go back to where they come from. More power to them. We'd appreciate it if you would. But anyway, this is from U.S. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. I will not allow a foreign court to block these flights. PM Sunak vows emergency legislation to enable deportations. United Kingdom, Melody, some people want to deport some of these people. Isn't that amazing? I mean, they opened their arms, invited them in, hugged them, kissed them. Now we get rid of them. It's amazing. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak makes a bid to overcome the Supreme Court blocking his migrant deportation plan, vowing a fresh treaty with Rwanda to overcome objections in the ruling and vowing to go against the European Court on Human Rights on the matter if challenged. I will not allow a foreign court to block these flights. If the Strasbourg court chooses to intervene against the express wishes of the parliament, I'm willing to do what is necessary to get flights off, Rishi Sunak told voters on Wednesday afternoon, giving a press conference on his new plan to deliver on his so far unrealized promise to stop the boats. The prime minister has outlined a series of measures he vowed to take to discourage illegal migration to the United Kingdom. Chief among them, he said, was to rapidly deploy a new treaty with Rwanda intended to overcome the objections of the UK Supreme Court to the so-called Rwanda plan as it is. The court ruled this morning that the plan, which seeks to save money on housing failed asylum seekers, excuse me, in UK hotels, but sending them to live in a cheaper cost in Rwanda instead, was not presently legal, while found that, as the PM emphasized, the policy is awful. In principle, it fell short because the court decided there was a risk of refoulement, meaning that asylum seekers sent to Rwanda could be deported again to their homelands by the Rwandan government at a later date. What's the problem, court? They're there illegally. What's the question about deporting? That shouldn't be a question at all. They're there illegally. I mean, Melody Cedarstrom, maybe I should be on the Supreme Court on UK. I mean, what's the problem with illegals? If somebody breaks in my house illegally and I kick him out, am I offending somebody with that? If I am, I'm sorry about that, but am I doing wrong to kick him out of my home because I don't want to feed him, clothe him, and house him?
And you know what's funny is most of the citizens would probably get behind these politicians who actually would do it.
Oh, yes, I agree.
They don't get any resistance for people, for these. If a politician doesn't, there's not that much resistance. If they actually came out and said, but you know what? These governments want these people in their countries.
It's amazing. Simple. It's amazing. And a court has to protect them from being expelled from another country.
Amazing.
Okay, different news. different topic, okay, nonetheless serious. Boeing expands missile factory to support America's endless wars. War's a racket, a very profitable racket for many people.
What corporation?
Boeing.
Oh, yeah, they can't build planes, can they?
No, they can build rockets.
Planes they build, they crash.
Missiles. Oh, yeah. 3 weeks following the announcement by the U.S. military to deploy additional missile defense systems across the Middle East amidst soaring fears that the Israel-Hamas war could spill over into regional war with Iran, Boeing company released a statement Monday that it has started to expand its missile factory in Huntsville, Alabama. Let's begin with Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin's comment on October 22nd, where he said, "I have also activated the deployment of a Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or called THAAD, battery, as well as an additional Patriot battalion to locations throughout the region to increase force protection for U.S. forces. The reason for additional THAAD and Patriot assets to be shipped to the Middle East is because U.S. military bases are under attack. There have been at least 40 attacks on the bases in Iraq and Syria since early October by Iran-aligned groups. As a result, at least 56 U.S. personnel have been injured. The need for more missiles in Eastern Europe, the Middle East, had been a boon for Boeing, the military-industrial complex." Repeat that. A boon for Boeing and the military-industrial complex. President Dwight Eisenhower warned us back in the 1950s, and I was just a young boy, to be careful of the military-industrial complex. He did. Boeing announced Monday that its Huntsville factory is currently being expanded by 35,000 square feet to produce more Patriot advanced capacities seekers, which will follow production to increase by 30% by 2027. 35,000 feet, Melody, is a big building, is it not?
It is.
So, again, war is a racket. It's very profitable for a lot of people. It really and truly is. And the people that profit from it don't pay with their sons and daughters either. Mark my words, they don't go.
No, they don't.
They don't go. They use the commoners for that. The peons. Ukraine's fate will be decided in coming year, Tom Zelensky aide admits. In surprisingly blunt words, a top aide to Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that the coming year will essentially decide the fate of Ukraine and its war with Russia. A turning point in the war is approaching, Andrei Yermak, who serves as chief of staff for the Office of President of Ukraine, said Monday. The next year will be decisive in this regard. He issued the words while appealing for more urgent aid from Washington in an address to hawkish D.C.-based Hudson Institute think tank. Yermak sought to assure the audience that Zelensky has a clear plan forward, even as Western media has by and large soured on Kyiv's prospects for success. Much of this is about Zelensky sending envoys to a damage control in Washington as a monument or a moment the U.S. administration focuses on Ukraine and on Gaza. He described advancing plans for the development of our defense industry and the deploying of our own arms production, but that will be later. But he quickly pivoted to an immediate and need for more weapons right now, describing that Russia still has their air superiority, and is still capable of producing missiles during invasion of sanctions, and we especially need air defense systems. So, I don't know why this war has been as long as it has. I have to believe that if Russia wanted to crush Ukraine, they could have done a long time ago. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
I agree. Although the only thing I would say the reason Russian is because they would know that depending on how they took over. I don't think he wants all of Ukraine. From what I understand, he just wants parts of it. And if he did go in there and do anything, then he would have to fight the rest of the world, Europe and the U.S. So I don't know. It kind of makes a little bit of sense if you go in slow to wear out everybody else with the money and everything else. And, it might be a different, strategic, battle. Because, he could have already used the nuke if he wanted to, and he hasn't.
Yep, he could have.
So maybe he's just trying to wear down the U.S. and Europe, because all the sanctions and everything really hasn't, sure, they've hurt, but they haven't stopped him in any manner. So maybe he's doing it slowly for a reason. Don't know.
That's a possibility. Israel demolishes Hamas parliament building. At the start of the week, IDF troops had photographed themselves inside the building and room, which serves as Hamas parliament. On Wednesday, Israeli media has confirmed the entire building has been demolished in what appears a symbolic act wherein Israel is showing the world the terror group is finished in the Gaza Strip. After troops photographed themselves inside Hamas parliament building in Gaza City several days ago, the military has demolished the site. Times of Israel writes, the building was captured by the 7th Armored Brigade and Golani Infantry Brigade. So it goes on to talk about that. And then the next article says, Israel warns what we are doing in Gaza, we can do in Beirut. Mm-hmm. So this is spreading, folks. The Israeli defense minister threatened to launch a war in Lebanon that would resemble the military operations in Gaza. Israeli forces have waged a brutal assault and blockade of the enclave. Tel Aviv's bombing has killed over 11,000 Palestinian civilians, including 4,000 children. The White House is concerned that if Israel goes to war in Lebanon, it will provoke a wider conflict involving the U.S. At the start of this week, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said, what we are doing in Gaza, we can do in Beirut. After Tel Aviv began military operations in Gaza last month, Hezbollah and the Israeli military began exchanging fire along the border. Scores of people have been killed, including soldiers and civilians on each side. An Israeli strike caused the death of a Lebanese journalist. Gallant threat to model operations in Lebanon after those in Gaza is concerning due to the brutality of the Israeli campaign. In addition to the documented death toll, thousands more are believed dead under the rubble. Israeli forces have also laid siege to hospitals and bombed other shelters housing displaced Palestinians. That doesn't sound too good, Melody, at all.
It certainly doesn't.
So I don't know where to take that to from there, except I have no doubt Israel is capable and more than willing to do what they said they do. They are showing no mercy. So that's just the way I see it.
You know, no, they're not. But you know what? The news, they've really dropped the war out of the mainstream. I mean, they're still reporting on it, but not like they had been.
Not in detail.
Nope.
And nope. One more quick thing here. Why don't they go to hell? Al Jazeera turns away as Gaza hospital patient slams Hamas. The Jerusalem Post dated a video clip on Tuesday, broadcasting on Qatari Network. Al Jazeera interviews a wounded elderly man at Gaza hospital about how he got hurt. His answer, why is Hamas hiding among the civilians? Why don't they go to hell and hide there instead? The reporters ended the interview. So I just thought to share that. Everyone in Gaza is not pleased with Hamas, obviously. It has cost the lives of many millions of people. Melody, we're about out of time. What do you want to do? I'll let you close it out.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Well, we do wish Wendy is feeling better soon, but I'm sure she will with all her specialty herbs and tinctures that she has. And she does a great job. She's so informed and just knows about everything. So if you guys have any issues, you know, you should make sure you tune in on Wednesdays and listen to her and get her phone number also. But and then give us a call for all your gold and silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We got some good pricing on gold, and you know, the 2023s will be going out, and I'm assuming the gold Eagles, the 2024s, they'll probably be priced a little bit higher as they usually are as the new year comes out. And so don't wait. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.